This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
He is in, but he's working on the internet. He'll be here momentarily. By the way, for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, each and every week at this time of the week, second hour of the show, we are joined by Dr. Rashid Batar. Dr. Batar, DrButtar.com and AdvancedMedicine.com. Been with me. He's a buddy of mine for many years. He wrote The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller, translated into many languages. And I would urge you, if you haven't already, read that book and read it again. The Keys to Good Health and recovery, understanding the risk you face being a human being on planet Earth at this time, and how to navigate through them and get back to health. We've got some advanced medicine topics today, including the immune system as it relates to cancer. Apparently, there are some breakthroughs. Nobel Prizes have been given, and we're going to dissect them. Are they worthy? Actually, it's funny about the Nobel Prize. Ever since they gave one to Obama for doing nothing, I'm like, really? You want one of those? It's like it's a participation trophy at this point, Super Don. Yep,
Well, that was a peace prize.
Right, he got the peace prize. Yeah. What did he do? Right. Same kind of wars that Bush did before him, right? And you get participation trophies now from the Nobel Committee. Now, of course, the Nobel Prize they do in physiology, physical medicine, and things like that. And sometimes it takes them a few years to catch up to where everything is. But it's fun when we can acknowledge maybe some of the good stuff that is acknowledged. But once they find and figure out something that's pretty cool, they ruin it. Allopathic medicine just mucks it up. Yes, you can say that. Mucks it up. And the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to two researchers who discovered how to make the immune system fight cancer. Did they really discover how to make the immune system fight cancer? Doesn't the immune system know how to fight cancer? And the fact that it's dysfunctional is the reason it can't? Not because it doesn't know how. Really? I'm asking the questions. James Allison and Tasuku Hanjo discovered proteins that break the immune system. And they were talking B-R-A-K-E, like hit the brakes on certain things. So, the 2018 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine to two scientists who separately discovered proteins that break, B-R-A-K-E, the immune system. And they paved the way for what the committee calls an entirely new principle for cancer therapy. Really? An entirely new cancer therapy? They call it immunotherapy. Immunotherapy. They found these proteins, and they somehow used an antibody to target these proteins to shut them down. And when the proteins were shut down, brakes were released on the immune system. Really? So these proteins were present, and they stopped the immune system from working. Did anybody think to ask, well, what they were doing there in the first place? Was there something else regarding a toxicological insult to the body? An inflammatory cytokine cascade that never ended? Or nutrient deficiencies like a lack of selenium that caused the cells to dysfunction in abnormal metabolites and proteins being produced, not properly bound and excreted through a process of metabolism? No, none of that is considered by the Nobel Committee. This is what we're dealing with the Nobel Prize. It's more ignoble. And we covered the Ig Nobel Prizes, didn't we recently, Super Don? Ig Nobel Prizes?
We did, yes.
And there were some funny ones, too.
Oh, yeah, which is their version of what we would call a great moments in science, where the studies are done on things that even the scientists kind of scratch their head and go, did you really do that?
Hmm.
So.
Did they really do this? They found, hey, we could give some kind of vaccine. The antibodies will develop, will destroy these proteins. What other untoward events would happen? Unintended consequences when you start targeting proteins that normally occur in the body. I'm just asking. And so this immunotherapy, they said it worked on, what, half the mice or something?
It was pretty impressive what they did.
It's better than pure chemo, I agree.
From a scientific standpoint, mm-hmm. this is pretty significant. Now, where you go from here, I don't know.
I know where we go from here.
Where do we go from here, Robert?
The microbiome.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are doing a pretty good job with that. I mean, so I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Oh, dude, Dr. Bitar couldn't find a word in edgewise. Dr. Bitar, welcome, my friend. Big hugs to you. And I hope you got your redneck internet going.
No, actually, Montana has some things to be desired. Actually, it's not Montana's fault, but anyway, it's my fault. But anyway, everything's good to go, right? I mean, as well as can be expected. Unfortunately, for people that Facebook, that normally I do with Facebook, I won't be able to. I might be able to hook it up with my phone, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
Well, hey, send them on over to the YouTube channel. At least they can hear you clearly, just in case.
Yeah.
They'll just have to deal with my horrendous good looks in the meantime.
There you go. I don't want to have to interrupt that whole concept of the biome, because that was that's obviously a very interesting topic and dear to my heart. So,
listen, you're going to love this. I don't know if you've had a chance to read any of these stories, but it's fascinating. Again, we give them props for identification. We're kind of science geeks here. I love the science, but the misapplication, once you figure this stuff out, even if it marginally is better than pure chemo, I'll agree. But really, is it addressing the underlying cause? No, not at all. Now, this second story is fascinating. I can geek out on this story. It's called Cancer Hijacking the Microbiome to Glut Itself on Glucose. This is pretty cool. Yeah, it's like monkeying with the microbiome itself so that it's stopping how the body would normally deliver glucose to the cells, right? And it's hijacking it, keeping the blood sugar levels higher, and then the cancer cells, which and you said better than anybody on this program, are obligate glucose metabolizers. And they even in this article, Dr. Bitar, they acknowledge that the way to find out if cancer's there is this kind of sugar test that you had to testify on, and you made another doctor look like a fool because he didn't know or pretended not to know that sugar is what the cancer cells really fuel themselves with primarily. Just fascinating.
Yeah, the PET scans, it was the PET scan aspect when they were talking about, they said that this is all cockamamie gossip and ludicrous, what was it, ludicrous wives' tales that cancer loves sugar. So when he said that, he said this is all poppycock. It's this is all there's no scientific validity to it. So I wrote down a piece of paper for my attorney. I said, ask him how a PET scan works. And of course, that's exactly that point.
Yeah, the radioactive link to sugar, radioactive particles linked to sugar, and of course, where do they go? Right to the cancer cells. So they found out a deeper level of how the cancer cells can grab the sugar before your healthy cells can get them. And they're talking, and this is specific to leukemia, right? Because they said leukemia cells create a diabetic-like condition that reduces glucose going to normal cells. Now, again, we talk about different factors involved in diabetes, including mineral deficiencies, chromium, et cetera, but it's a fascinating thing to alter the microbiome, because we've also seen medical science identify that restoration of the microbiome can reverse diabetes as well. So it's a good finding, but how are they going to apply it from here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so some of these things have great, it's great to learn this stuff and the clinical applications of some of this stuff. There are a lot of implications to that. And if some of these things that we discover, like the sugar, obligate glucose metabolizer, sugar can't be obligate glucose metabolizer, I mean, that's been known for, 30 plus years? Mm-hmm. I remember 15 years ago, 20 years ago, watching some show on TV, and they said the new breakthrough that Stanford had just discovered that cancer survives in sugar. And I'm thinking, back then, I heard it at many of the integrated conferences, so I didn't know what was going on. What discovery they're talking about. So, but the biome thing, that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool. And they talk about fat. They say the tumor cells are tricking fat cells into overproducing a protein called IGF-BP1. And they say this protein makes healthy cells less sensitive to insulin. I don't know. I haven't validated this study to be sure, because I dispute studies all the time. When I look at and something doesn't make sense, I think they're going to find something else out. But, again, it is a legitimate issue to raise. How do the cancer cells grab the sugar? Can we strategically starve them, right? And that's part of protocols and holistic therapies for years. This is not new. They're just coming onto this idea and go, oh, maybe we should pay attention to what Dr. Bitar's been doing.
Well, I don't know what that's what it said, but but yeah, I get your drift. And I think that this is something that more and more people, as time goes along, more and more people will start paying attention to some of this stuff. And I'm glad that they're talking about it already.
So another layer of this, as it attacks the microbiome and alters it, they talk about a specific type of bacteria in the guts of the leukemic mice. They lack something called bacteroids, and they produce short-chain fatty acids that in turn feed the health of cells lining your gut. Again, what do we see in cancer? Gastrointestinal distress, leaky gut. Without the bacteroids, the gut health suffers. And then they go further. They say one way is the loss of hormones called incretins. Incretins. And they say when blood sugar gets high, for example, after you eat, your gut, it releases these incretins, which tamp down blood glucose. When you can't produce it, glucose remains high. Guess what? Leukemic cells, cancer cells, go ahead, bring it in. Bring it in. We're eating it. And it grows. I mean, some of these mysteries are being solved. This is kind of cool.
It's very cool. It is very cool. And, you know, the interesting thing is, too, that they're finding that the relationship of between the gut lining, the microbiome, the obligate glucose nature of cancer. It's kind of like the same thing when we talk about the second brain being inside the gut, you know, the mesenteric plexus, or they see that there's so much neuronal tissue or so much nerve tissue in the heart. So they call that the heart. You know, do we think with our heart versus our brain? So this is where the heart map studies come in and where they're focusing in on the relationship between breathing and how you can regulate your breathing and affect the calmness of the heart. But it's actually the nerve, the brain cells that are inside the heart tissue. So the connection between the heart and the brain, or between the brain and the gut, is all these connections that we're discovering now that we would not have normally associated. So we know that the second highest concentration of neurotransmitters is actually in the mesenteric plexus within the gastrointestinal system. So this cross integration of tissue, you know, in multiple areas, we start to recognize how important and how imperative the connection is between these different areas of the body, even though we wouldn't have thought that the heart has brain tissue or the gut has brain tissue, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the microbiome with Dr. Rashi Bitar. Specifically, how can any of this give us insight into the vulnerability of children after vaccination? Who would descend right into the autism spectrum and who doesn't? Might the gut play a role there, the microbiome? We'll get to that and more. Also, an upcoming online webinar with Dr. Bitar. We'll tell you about it next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, diving headlong into some more advanced medicine. All right, it's a 10. That was a perfect dive there, Dr. Bitar. Gut bacteria, microbiome. Some of those amazing advances in science are being made by basically humbling these doctors or scientists that would never have thought that our very lives and the production of neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds, digestive, excretory functions, anything you can imagine, goes through the gut. You talked about the mesenteric plexus. I love that. Sounds Star Trek-y. We're into that. But it's grounded in real science and validated science. Now there's an article here about gut bacteria and the genetic search trying to unlock the secrets of autism. And I find this a little schizophrenic, right? We want to find what is the gene that triggers autism. And they're going through the gut bacteria going, wait a second, what about, do they think maybe the gut bacteria microbiome has a lot to do with the body's ability, for instance, to metabolize or methylate, for instance, metals, things like that, that it's not a genetic trigger per se as much as it is the microbiome being imbalanced, and even cross-generationally now, in epigenetics.
Yeah, it's, this is pretty exciting stuff. Especially when you start talking about the epigenetic components of it, but I don't even know which, you know, it's almost like the possibilities are endless. You don't even know which way to go because there's so many other potentially cool things to be discovered as you start going down this road. The biofilm issue, you know, the bacterial leaky gut syndrome, biofilm becoming either compromising the gut or biofilm protecting the pathogenic organisms that are growing, the bacteria, viruses, or whatever, parasites, whatever is there. Mm-hmm. And then the whole aspect of certain dietary proteins like the leptins and the...
ghrelin, leptin, yeah.
Yeah, all those different... I think we talk a lot about gluten, which is just one of those, falls into you know, one of those particular categories, but there's so many other components similar to gluten that fall into that mm-hmm. leptin category. So understanding some of these components and getting more information, being able to do more research and seeing the implications, this is, again, cutting-edge research, but yet when we go back and we talk about eating clean, eating organic, mm-hmm. eating things that we know are going to be less damaging to our systems, they're less modified, they're less genetically altered, they're more paleolithic, you know, they're more what our forefathers ate or what our ancestors ate. Mm-hmm. Understanding that, now you see where the research is going right back to that same arena, that things that you realized when you were growing up, when you had all your ailments and then you started changing your diet and you start seeing the difference. Now we're looking at those same things, except we're altering some of the components within the gut environment to basically facilitate and improve the status of that environment, which is then going to facilitate the goal of actually achieving a better state of wellness and health. And so yes. It's fascinating to me that we're going full spectrum, you know, cutting edge and all this innovation, and they're talking about stem cells and regrowing limbs and growing organs. And look, we're coming back into this area that's focusing on the microbiome, the state right. of the gut. It's awesome, because this is really where disease starts. In my opinion, gut and liver, these are the two organ systems. And again, this is where the head map is focused in on, right?
Right, correct, correct. Yeah, and this is like going into inner space, right? The final frontier, inner space, right? Going deep into your own body, and it isn't your own cells per se as much as how they interact and manifest in an environment that is a suitable place, including, of course, especially the microbiome of the gut. By the way, this is a New Zealand study. They said up to 75,000 New Zealanders could be on the autism spectrum, and diagnoses are increasing, and they're like, I wonder why. And they're looking for a genetic cause once again. Because, of course, they don't want to self-reflect and say, we doctors, we scientists that promoted the idea of vaccination are a primary cause in this. And, you know, that primary cause we've talked about, of course, mercury, but, you know, there are a whole lot of things that will interact with the microbiome, right? With the MMR, they found the specific strain of measles that comes uniquely from that shot in the guts of these children that also happen to have autism. Diagnosed on the autism spectrum. It's like, so there is gut interaction, even though you think you're just injecting it intramuscular or into wherever you're injecting it into, it is impacting the microbiome as well.
Oh, without a doubt. This is the one thing that pretty much, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is this affecting the microbiome, or is the microbiome already vulnerable and now you introduce a substance like mercury or something else that's already going to be immunosuppressive, and it's like pouring gasoline on a fire?
Yeah.
Regardless of which way it is, you know how important the microbiome is and how much it needs to be protected.
Hey, y'all check it out. If you're an egghead, you're going to dig these stories, but definitely pay attention to the perspectives we have on it, because they're not going to have that in those news stories, whether they're from New Zealand or here in the United States, wherever. We will talk about, on the break, as well as when we come back, how to participate in the next webinar through Dr. Batar's site, advancedmedicine.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Key witnesses have renewed their definitive statement, saying that they did not see any of the sexual misconduct that a few women say they suffered at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We're also hearing the FBI is coming close to completing their investigation. Now, regarding that FBI investigation, today President Trump was asked about it in the Rose Garden.
They started on Friday. They worked all weekend. They've gone late into the evenings. The FBI is really working hard. and they're putting in a lot of hours. So hopefully they can come up with what everybody's looking for. But no, I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
President Trump is currently in Johnson City, Tennessee, holding another one of his Make America Great Again rallies. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Special thanks to all y'all that are regular listeners, but of course welcoming all of our new listeners from around the world here on GCN. If those of you listen on the syndicated radio dial, otherwise iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio in the United Kingdom, and of course YouTube while we can, and sometimes real.video. And of course Dr. Bitar will sometimes stream when he's able to through Instagram, I think, and Facebook. Is that correct, Dr. Bitar?
Yep, I haven't done anything with Instagram, but I'm surprised that we're actually able to do it on Facebook today because I am in the mountains and I didn't think it was going to work. But anyway, it should be back to normal.
Yeah, reaching out to the world by any means necessary will get you this good, powerful, empowering message. Now, Dr. Bitar, you've got an upcoming webinar event that we're hosting through the IADFW that you can find at advancedmedicine.com, but we do need to let our radio audience know about how to plug in their special instructions.
Yeah, so basically, this is, again, we've been talking about at the IADFW, all the information that will be released, and it will be uncensored information. The only way you can access this information, if you are a member of a private association, the International Association for a Disease-Free World, and that's basically what you can join at Advanced Medicine. There are other ways of joining it, but if you're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Advanced Medicine Mondays, then, Robert, what is it, 1358?
1358 is your code. That's your invitation code. You can't join unless you have an invitation code. This is a private group that allows you to access information you can't do in the public domain. So it's a very important distinction here. If you go to advancedmedicine.com, you want to plug in the invitation code 1358. I think a lifetime membership will cost you a dollar. Not exaggerating.
Yeah, it's normally $99 a month, but if you have an invitation code right now, if you have an invitation code, it's a lifetime membership for $1 instead of $99 a year.
A year, that's right. I still feel bad for the person that doesn't know we can get you in for a buck. I mean, come on. Pay attention.
Right. Exactly. So there are a couple of very, very loyal Facebook listeners that have been talking to me and asking me since you started streaming about the webinar. And so thanks to them, you know, we got this thing scheduled. The IADFW has its own Facebook page now. So there are a couple of you that I've already talked to. And if you're on the Facebook Live today, please stay after the radio show so that I can give you guys the details, because I would like you to be the moderators. You have to have a link so that you can validate if a person actually is an IADFW member. If you already have joined in the past, all you have to do is go to advancedmedicine.com and basically log in and then look for the webinar link. Okay, there's some links at the bottom. You can go to the left-hand side and look at the upcoming webinar. Go ahead and get registered there. If you're not a member of the IADFW, then go ahead and join. That's the $1 right now if you join with an invitation code. But the webinar, this is actually the first of five webinars we're going to do, five webinars in 5 months, and we will list the subject. Some of these things have in the past been explosive as far as the information where people found them to be, the information to be life-changing. But the thing is that we really weren't ever able to speak candidly because, again, it could be construed as making a claim or whatever. We don't have to worry about that anymore. So this is going to be completely the truth. It's uncensored, okay? Mm-hmm. But the only way you can access the information is if you're a member of the IADFW. So we don't have to worry about any of the other people that police us because they're not invited and it's a private event.
Right.
Only members of the IADFW can join. So those that have joined, you know that the things that you have to agree to, and anybody else that's there for nefarious reasons, they basically will have been committing a crime trying to get into the webinar. So I'm actually just excited about that part, that I can
speak
for the first time.
Speak truth
candidly.
All the way. Yeah, candidly on this stuff. So do we have the date and time?
Yeah, so the date is October 11th, and it's at 8:30 p.m. The email, I think the first email went out last week, and if you're on Facebook, let me know if you guys got the emails, if you have already been seeing them. And if you haven't gotten the email, just simply go to advancedmedicine.com and register for the upcoming webinar. That's all you got to do.
All right, beautiful. Well, listen, it's all there. Super Don's blasting it out as well as we speak. Upton Sinclair wrote, and this was also quoted in J.B. Handley's book, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it." All right, I think everybody gets that. This goes to conflicts of interest. This next story talks about that there are financial incentives for doctors to vaccinate as many children as possible, as well as keep patients on statin drugs, for instance. So if you go into, let's say a health food store, you go into a health food store and you find out that the person that's the salesperson at the health food store gets a bonus every month if they sell X number of bottles of one product, they're going to find a reason for you to be on that product even if you don't need it, because they're economic livelihood depends on them pushing that through. And people would say, that's a conflict of interest. That's not cool. How do the doctors get away with it, Dr. Bitar?
You know, I don't know if you actually set this up for the Advanced Medicine webinar and the IADFW, if you set this on purpose, or whether this was just a coincidental, happy coincidence, Robert. But to answer the first part of your question, how do they get away with it? Well, there are supposed to be certain things that are put in place to prevent this conflict of interest. And this is the entire reason for the head map, because there's so much that people are, as far as messages as to which product they should be on. I mean, I'm even I'm finding myself that I'll read one of these sales letters and I get embroiled within the story, and then I want to try the product because they're so good at convincing an individual that they may need the product. The head map is actually specifically designed to determine, based upon the organs of detoxification and the burden that those organs of detoxification are dealing with, to help support those organs of detoxification to either upregulate or to reduce the burden. And their nutritional status, the individual's nutritional status, will change month to month as their organs of detoxification are getting healthier and are becoming more efficient and the burden is being reduced. So when I see a patient that comes to me with 90 supplements, you know, taking 90 pills a day, and it's exactly what you said, they go to GNC and the sales representative will try to sell them this, or they've been on the internet or they've whatever. And this is the same thing actually with the pharmaceutical industry when they're advertising,
yeah.
Right?
I
realize that the U.S. is only one of two countries on the planet that actually allow for pharmaceutical
direct-to-consumer advertising, U.S. and New Zealand, I believe.
Yeah, it's amazing that it's only those two countries. And here's the other thing. I didn't realize that in the United States, up until the late 1970s, early 1980s, it was illegal for pharmaceutical companies to advertise on TV. I think they got some kind of bill change in the 1980s. Is that right?
Yeah, and of course, the media loves it because they make a gobsmack amount of money on pharmaceutical advertising. I think the only ones that advertise more might be the car companies at certain times, but big pharma funds big media, therefore they rarely bite the hand that feeds it. Once again, if your livelihood depends on you're not seeing something, right, you're not going to report on the danger of vaccines, or you're going to limit the damage when you report on the danger of drugs because it's so obvious you have to, right? You find a way to spin it. And that's the point of this article, that when you go to your doctor, you think they're independent and, you know, they're above all that. But no, they get big money incentives to keep you vaccinated, keep you on specific drug categories.
Yeah, and it's always a conflict of interest. So if you start looking at the places that you could get vaccination back in, say, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, and you now look that they'll do it in hotel lobbies, they'll do it in department stores, grocery food stores, they'll do it at the, you know, you go to the CVS's or anything, any kind of pharmacy just to pick up your prescription or some vitamins. They're doing a vaccine there, they're doing it at an airport kiosk. They're doing vaccinations of the flu shot at all sorts of different places. But my question is, going to a grocery food store or a pharmacy or an airport kiosk, what does that have to do with your with getting a vaccine? I mean, that's not where you don't go to an airport kiosk to see a doctor. So, well, why are you going to an airport kiosk to get a vaccine? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's because
it's an absolute mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. And I think it's because they're trying to convince more and more people. And people are motivated by fear. They're not motivated by love. So when there's a fear mongering going on, That's one of those issues to try to promote those.
Well, and they know it. And they are pushing it for all that it's worth so that they take all of your worth away from you in the process. Now, there's a story out of New Zealand again, another story of a little baby boy who was nearly killed, according to the parents, by the rotavirus vaccine. Now, this is Paul Offit was involved with this. He's gotten, you talk about conflicts of interest, millions of dollars paid, and he's a shill for the vaccine industrial complex. Now, how about if a doctor were honest, they'd say, hey, you know what? Diarrhea could be one of those things that happens to your child, you know, in babyhood, so to speak. Now, we've got this vaccine. If it happens to be the rotavirus, we think can help, but it could also result in a collapse of your gastrointestinal tract, your baby's intestinal system, and it could be resulting in death. And then you could ask, well, what if my baby has diarrhea? Do I have any other options? Oh, yeah, you have silver hydrosol, you have probiotics, you have colostrum. Yeah, there's a lot of options. Will any of those result in my child's death? No, not at all. Now, how many parents would say, yeah, give me the rotavirus vaccine, if they were honest like that? Again, they're not. And here's the case of, you know, you're putting your child's life at risk by just believing what the doctor tells you because they're incentivized to promote every vaccine that they can.
And this is something that I think the general public is not aware of. And there are certain specific rules put in place to prevent incentivization of doctors. For example, the continuing medical education credits now, they used to be able to incentivize doctors, or pharmaceutical representatives could incentivize doctors with dinners and golf outings and, you know, trips and all sorts of different things. And then they came up with some very specific rules to prevent doctors from being bribed, if you will. And then CME, it was the same thing. CME, for continuing medical education, companies can't do certain things that they used to do in the past. And there are very specific regulations now in place to prevent them from doing so. But they still allow for doctors to be manipulated. And I guess that's one of the things that, you know, at what point you say that it's not a conflict of interest if you're just trying to provide the doctor with good information for them to make an informed decision for their patients.
Right.
And yet, at the same time, many of these drug reps, you know, they bring in massive amounts. And I see this with even nutrition companies, bringing in lunch for the staff and doing that whole thing. So I guess it's a way to get the provider's attention and the staff's attention.
Sure.
It's kind of like bribe the staff to get the doctor to have the luncheon or allow them to bring in the lunch for the staff. So it's hard to say, Robert. You know, I mean, to facilitate the dissemination of information is probably a good thing, but then when it's used for wrong information, then it's not such a good thing, obviously.
Sure. And we ask about the integrity of the patient or in this case, the doctor delivering the information to the patient. And then decisions can be made, maybe not in your best interest. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. One more segment, quality of life issues when it comes to cancer drug studies. We'll ask about it next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Releasing you from that medical stranglehold you've been under for so long. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. Go to drbatar.com or write to advancedmedicine.com. We have links at robertscottbell.com, including upcoming events and the webinar October 11th. You've got to be a member of the IADFW. Costs you a whole dollar when you sign up, but you have to be invited. The invitation code for RSB Show listeners, Advanced Medicine, 1358. Again, linked up in the notes. Superdons blasting it out. Dr. Batar, when they... Go ahead.
Robert, one more thing I was going to say, that if you are a member of the IADFW, do a search on Facebook under IADFW and then go ahead and submit your request to join the group, and a moderator will first confirm that you are indeed a member of the IADFW and you've gone through the process and that you are a valid member, and then they will go ahead and allow you access to the IADFW. So I know there's a bunch of people that just recently tried to join, and so they have not been confirmed yet, but it is a private group. And please, if you're listening to this, you enjoy what you've seen at the IADFW, you've already gone to the head map at the advancedmedicine.com website. You pay it forward and tell other people about it. And use your own invitation code on the upper right-hand side of your dashboard. It's your own invitation code. But don't use Robert's. Don't use mine. Use your own invitation code.
You'll get one. That's right.
A blessing from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pay it forward scenario, which is wonderful. Hey, listen, speaking of a pay it forward, how about, you know, some really advanced stuff in the advanced medicine category on cancer research, microbiome research that I've really enjoyed bringing out today on the air. But there's also a dark side, of course, when it comes to cancer, that it's still a chemo-focused, destroy, kill, poison-focused therapy that dominates allopathic medicine. And there's an article here on Medical Express that says health-related quality of life overlooked in cancer drug studies. Overlooked. I don't even think they take it into consideration. They're like, let's find the most toxic thing we can do to kill the cancer. I believe they're sincere. They want to kill cancer cells. I'm not arguing that. I think the method is barbaric and brutal, but that they consider quality of life, they might go, oh, you know what? I think they'd be better off just dying of cancer. I'm not saying, I mean, but people end up living longer without the therapy that they put out there, this toxic chemo stuff.
Yeah, so this is what you're talking about, the toxicity of chemo, right, Robert?
Right, and how it impacts quality of life, much less. I mean, yeah, okay, you shrunk the tumor, but the patient is dead. That kind of concept. What was the life like during that period of time where you were shrinking the tumor with a toxic poison or radiation or whatever? They're saying in these things that they haven't considered that in all of their studies.
Well, they really haven't considered even the fact about the reduction of tumor size, because if you start looking at the two-year post-follow-up from chemotherapy, radiation, whatever the different things that you're looking at, again, I'm looking at 2 years. I'm not looking at immediate right now. You start looking at the reduction of tumor size is something like 2% or 3%, something ridiculous. Ty had actually put that information out after looking at over 300 different retrospective studies as far as tumor size shrinkage 2 years out. So it's not that effect. Whatever it does, it's temporary. But secondly, why are we trying to shrink the tumors? Because, you know, there is this other theory that the tumor is really a response that the body puts up, an immune response the body puts up in order
wall
to,
it off.
To wall it off. Exactly. So when we're talking about the quality of life, let's first talk about, before we start talking about how chemo and some of these other things affect the quality of life, let's just talk about how effective is it to do what it's supposed to be doing, which is getting rid of the cancer in the first place, and then let's look at, well, it's not working and it's costing the quality of life issue now. I mean, you know, we talk about quality of life, but here's the thing. If I was faced with a life and death situation and somebody said, okay, you may have to compromise some of your quality of life, but you can still live, you know, would I consider that? Maybe. But here, it's not that case. That sacrifice of quality of life is not giving them a prolonged life. If anything, it's reducing the limited life they've got left.
Yeah. And now that we've been hearing about lifespan versus health span, but the irony is Ty has presented too in some of his books and presentations, as you've acknowledged, that oftentimes they show the survival rate for certain cancers with no intervention at all. Like, for instance, prostate cancer, a classic example. You'll outlive the cancer and die of something else. So why reduce quality of life with these horrific things they do?
Yeah, it's exactly right. And it's basically because of fear-mongering and because people think they have no other options. And so they're manipulated or bullied into taking some type of a course of action and treatment that they don't know much about, but they're basically fully taking it, and they're scared.
Well, the more you know, the more you listen to Advanced Medicine, the less you'll be frightened, the more you'll have a posture that they won't want to mess with you. When they come with their chemo, their vaccines, you'll go, uh-uh, I know better. And they know you know better. They're going to find another victim. And maybe you can quickly get them on Advanced Medicine so that other victim won't fall prey either. Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient LifeWell is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.